Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I mean, you're probably all kind of like just laying there trying to decide when you're going to return that gift that you really don't much care for. I mean, seriously. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know what? And don't be part of the problem. You know what I mean? No, in all sincerity, guys, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and you know, you really, truly have to get involved. You truly have to make sure that, again, as I keep saying, I'm not trying to be mean about it, you really got to get to know the people around you before you start talking about certain things. I mean, I had some people send me, some text messages on Christmas Day, thinking that they were taking my advice, if you would. And they weren't taking my advice. They didn't take my advice at all. You got to know who you're talking with. You just don't start talking about politics at the table, at the dinner table on Christmas Day. You know, you can have real conversations. I don't know about your family, but with my family, I could have real conversations with them. You know, about what was going on and that kind of stuff and how they thought about certain things. Now, they're not terrible people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. We know it. When you're part of the solution, it's a good thing. All right, well, you know, God bless. We're having a major league, what do you want to call it, invasion coming up through the southern border. I mean, what do you expect? And you know, when they interview these people, they'll say that the only reason they're coming up is because of Joe Biden, right? And where's your money going? Where's your tax dollars going? And I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I've been cooped up for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of releasing. But when you really start looking at what's going on, they're throwing vets out. The VA is spending money on housing illegals. I don't understand it. And you guys are letting it happen. Now I'm hearing, I don't know if I believe it, but I am hearing that, oh God. My screens are popping up all over the place. Oh, that's good. Anyway, I'm just going to move on. Forgot the story. What a great way to start back. Again, as I said, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As this group comes up, again, where are we going to house them all? Where are we going to put them all? Are you really going to allow veterans who already don't get what they should get. You're really going to allow veterans to be put out in the street, put second class or compared to what the illegals are getting, put in second class accommodations? Seriously? It's not cool and it's not right, and you know it's not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, this is where you really have to take your time, pay attention to what's going on around you, and call your legislators. I got news for you. There are legislators leaving the Dem Party and moving over and moving into the Republican Party. And I've always said to you, it's not a matter of getting them to join the Republicans as much as it is to get them out of the group that doesn't care about you at all. Can we handle another year of this? Can we handle almost a year of well over $200,000 a month coming over the borders coming up? Can you handle another year of all that money going to Ukraine and our people are starving in the streets or for all intents and purposes, dying in the streets? San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York? Right? And then you got the Palestinian, pro-Palestinian marches, if you want to call them that, going on in the streets, in major streets, with violence behind it. And you've got these groups causing all kinds of trouble, especially on Christmas Eve, because, you know, they don't believe in Christmas. Right? It's just amazing. And if you don't see it, and you don't see it coming, and you don't believe it's happening, then you're the problem. You're the big problem. Right? And you can't... Yeah, it's the land of the free. We've got the right to do A, B, C, and D. I get all of that. But your actions that are 180 degrees from pro-American, loving America, it's just, if you don't think that this administration hates us, I didn't say dislike, I said hate. I want you to think about what you have to do to get on a plane in this country. Right? Let that sink in for a minute. What do you have to do to get on a plane? What kind of ID do you have? People who lived in California all their lives who didn't get the real California ID, which is what was required to fly, couldn't fly. Even though they had an ID, they've been here all their lives, they're born and bred in California. You got people coming up, illegally boarding flights, illegals that are boarding flights without a passport, ID, don't know if they've had vaccines. Show me senior host. Don't go far. One more coming up after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Now, that could have been a conversation in my living room when I was a kid growing up. Yeah, really, seriously. Yes, very Italian. Put it that way, and I'll leave it at that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on in the news. A lot going on when it comes to legalities and, you know, legal issues that are happening right now. And, you know, just seeing some really good, I think seeing some really good rulings come down. But I'm always surprised. I'm not the legal expert. And I always say to you guys, and I'm not joking, when I say, look, I got a microphone. That doesn't mean I know anything about anything other than the fact that I have a microphone. So that's why I bring on the experts. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, merry belated Christmas. And I don't know if I asked you last week. Maybe I did. But what kind of tradition do you have that Christmas kind of wouldn't be Christmas? Now, I realize Jesus is first, but what kind of tradition do you have where Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without it?
Oh, gifts and stockings.
Gifts?
Yeah, gifts on Sunday, yeah, on the Christmas morning. I don't know. We have, we used to do Chinese food every Christmas Eve.
That's
funny. That used to be our tradition, Chinese food, and but then things changed, and so this last time it was altered, and I think actually we had there was a family, and we had Italian lasagna, and it was Italian.
Oh, you had lasagna. Okay, that's Christmas then.
Oh yeah, it was really good. I like Chinese food, but. This was really great lasagna, and
Chinese. Awesome. You know, funny Chinese food on you know, growing up in Boston, my mom had a lot of Jewish friends, and Chinese food around food on Christmas Day and or Christmas Eve was always a Jewish thing, yeah. Which was fine. I mean, I'm a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's this time we broke the tradition, and we went Italian with the two other families.
Oh, that brings it closer. Remember, you know. Jesus,
yes.
Israel, then the Romans later. I mean, you're bringing it all together there. You know, I'll help you with that.
There's nothing more family, warmer kind of a thing you can have that, you know, than lasagna. I mean, that's just, there's just something, you know, family-ish about that. I think I just made up a new word, but anyway.
Yeah, probably. Hey, yeah. So our Christmas gift, Jack Smith got slapped around by the Supreme Court a little bit, didn't he?
Oh, he certainly did, and I was expecting it. I mean, really, he was trying to, okay, let's just skip the appeal process, skip the appellate court, let's go straight to the Supreme Court. Wow, even when we sought our emergency writ with the Supreme Court, we knew we had to at least go through the circuit court first and get rejected by the Ninth Circuit, and then you file your emergency writ with the U.S. Supreme Court. This guy just wanted to completely skip over the appellate circuit process. I expected it. I'm not a gambling man, but this is something I would have put money on that they were going to turn down, and they sure enough they did.
Brad, he's not a stupid man. He might be an angry and vengeful man, but he's not a stupid guy. I mean, he had to realize this was going to get kicked out. Was you think it was an ulterior motive here or something?
At the end of the day, I mean, if anyone with any kind of, you know, brains in this area, you know, would have known that this was not a good move, strategically, as far as legal strategy, just was not a good move. So you look at it from a public relations perspective, it just made him look all the more unqualified, incompetent, not really having his, you know, if he can't make an intelligent decision about that, you know, what other kinds of major miscalculations is he making by this whole process that he's brought against former President Donald Trump? I mean, you know, does he even know if he has a case? I mean, is he really even competent to ascertain whether the evidence really even supports what he's going after? I mean, there's a lot of, as far as I'm concerned, even more questions of doubt as to competency has arisen because of this, and that does not bode well for him. From a public relations perspective either. So, I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I think it's just another victory in Trump's category, if you will. Procedural. Okay. Given, but, still it's just, it's another victory. And
I'll take the procedural win. No problem there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Once again, the more people hear about, Trump prevailed. Yeah. It's just giving more credibility to him and less credibility to those opposing him and less confidence people are going to have in the merits, maybe even of the cases themselves.
Well, again, that's why I bring you on. I have no idea how these things, not that how they will play out, but how they have played out and that kind of thing. And you look at this, you look at more and more and more of what's happening around us, and what did you call it? The Dems have been great at bringing lawsuits for years. You know, working on lawsuits.
Yeah, lawfare.
Lawfare. There you go. Right. Now, California law that was supposed to hit or go into effect on January 1st, which would ban, even if you had a CCW, it would ban you know, carrying it in public parks or carrying it on the sidewalks. I mean, it was they virtually made it, even if you made it past the test and you got your CCW, you still couldn't carry a gun. And a judge, a federal judge, said, well, you know, there's something wrong with you. Okay, you can't do this.
Right.
You know, and they're going to keep trying. They're going to keep plugging away at this. It's just amazing to me. And, again, we need stuff like this to make it all the way to the Supreme Court so the Supreme Court can put a nail in it, finally.
Right.
Yeah, right?
And here's where this court's going to end up. Here's how I think the chess game is going to finally end in this regard. This is what I predict. So the Supreme Court made it very clear earlier in case law that recently that the Second Amendment means what it says. It says what it means. You have a right to bear arms, which means not just in your house, or they would have said just in your house. It's you generally have a right to bear arms where you are, where you go, where you're at. But they did, no right is absolute. So the court says, okay, all right, you have something like bear arms near an elementary school, bear arms near certain places that may have there may be a compelling state interest for health and safety of, you know, okay, the court sort of gave some room in that regard. I think at the end of the day, that's what we're going to end up in. I think the states that are trying to just make it practically impossible, those are going to get shot down, and the court is going to narrow it to just those circumstances where they can really, truly justify a risk element, a danger element to children or to certain circumstances, in large stadiums of people watching football games, baseball games, where you can have a catastrophe with lots of people suddenly.
Well, let's flush that out just a little bit more when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Well, on the Second Amendment, with Brad. Don't go far.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tim Berg, Christmas is over, but the pressure is on for retailers dealing with a flood of returns. A new study projects tens of billions of dollars worth of goods will be returned between November and January, a major increase from last year. A large portion of the returns will go to landfills. Last year, there was enough gifts to fill 10,500 Boeing 737 jets. It was a violent holiday weekend in Chicago, Illinois, where at least 19 people were shot across the city. Recent numbers show a drop in homicides and shootings overall, but police say violent crime is still running rampant. The city also seeing a spike in carjackings, which have more than doubled over the past 4 years. Powerball fever continues with Wednesday night's estimated jackpot at $685 million. Tim Berg, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Let me bring him back on again, because the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me every week. Always appreciate his time with me. I'm sure he's sitting around leisurely, right, after a busy Christmas. Open up all his gifts on Christmas. Takes a lot of work. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, hey, Brad, this we kind of went over it really quick, but the ruling, or the Supreme Court kind of slapping Jack Smith in the head and saying, no. What does this really do time-wise? Where does this now put the time frame for his court case?
Well, people need to understand, court cases can move very slowly. You know, you have motions, you have discovery, and there's a good chance that this, and Smith knows this, there's a good chance that this may not go to trial until after the election. That's what I think in the end is going to happen because of delays and motions, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, if it happened before the election and he was convicted because of this joke of a judge and this process, it could actually happen. And it would be so criticized by the masses, including experts in jurisprudence and law professors and like Alan Dershowitz, et cetera, that it could be the beginning of like Fort Sumner was. It could be the beginning of a huge, and for those of you who went to public schools like I did and didn't hear a lot of real good history, Fort Sumner was the, you know, when the Civil War started with that. Okay. So, So this could be like Fort Sumner. That could be the beginning of a catastrophic conflict, resulting in a tearing apart of the United States, and the greatest change and transformation of the United States in our history, and maybe even redefining of what is the United States and what is no longer the United States. I hope that does not happen. I pray that that does not happen. But if the American people see him being convicted before the election and then put behind bars and not even able to campaign, that could happen. The Supreme Court, I think, would quickly get involved. And the angle they would have to take, I'm not sure exactly how they would do that. Some of this is dealing more with state law, but they would have to find some kind of a position or angle to take to take him out of from being behind bars, and not to disrupt the election process. But that would be
Think about what happened with some of the past, like Hillary and others, where the FBI said we don't investigate during election cycles because we could get in the way of the election cycle. It wouldn't be right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they have no problem to go faster in an election cycle.
Yeah. The FBI and Department of Justice and all this, they have no problem going after Trump. They are corrupt. I never thought I would say this in my life because I have been very respectful of law and law enforcement and giving this, the benefit of the doubt to these major departments of justice. But we're in a very, very serious situation. I've never seen comparables to this before without looking at, Venezuela, Russia, Cuba, China. I mean, we become no better than them if our political process, as far as legal process, is just but lawfare. It's just a tool for those in power to stay in power and to negate the greatest political threat. And everyone knows, including the polls, that the reason he is being prosecuted for these frivolous actions is for one reason only, and it's for political reasons. And that is what makes this stink so much in the minds of not just conservatives, but even many Democrats who shake their head and say this shouldn't be happening.
Oh, no question about it. And you're seeing Democrats switch parties now, even elected Democrats. Now, switching parties with this, Trump has grown in popularity in the black community. And, you're watching this happen and you're saying, are they so dull on the left? Are they so out of touch with reality and their own brain stem that they don't see what's going on out there?
Right. And it also, it marginalizes the Democrat Party. And so that, people feel more like disconnected from not only what they stand for today, with the radicalism to the leftism, the anti-Jew, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist Hamas Palestinian mindset of about half the Democrat Party. But so much of the other Democrats are saying, whoa, not only do they have positions that are very extreme, like keeping open the border, et cetera, but also, this is a party that the way they practice, like with lawfare and using Department of Justice to keep out someone from running for president, that's just a big pill for a lot of Democrats to swallow, and a lot of them just simply don't want to be a part of it. It's embarrassing, and they're concerned regarding the long-term survival of our country. If this was happening and the parties were switched, I would be extremely concerned and outraged. Because more important than seeing my person elected to president is the system of government and justice to remain intact. Because if we don't have a system of government and justice that we can be confident in and trust, then we've lost it all. And everyone has lost it all. So we're very short-sighted. The Democrat Party, I think, is very short-sighted. And they're going to pay a price for it in this November election, I believe.
Now, he's too stubborn and prideful to do this, but I'll say it anyway. If Trump got in as president, he could, in essence, pardon himself of all this stuff and so that he can move forward without having this hang over his head, could he not?
Yeah, he could. There's no limit on the presidential pardon in that regard. He would have that ability to do it. It hasn't been done before. A president has never pardoned himself. However, I think many in America would just say, just do it and get it done so we can move on. But, once again, that wouldn't be the most optimal resolution. Most optimal resolution would be for the Supreme Court to somehow find a way to address these injustices and these outrageous, decisions and verdicts that we're going to see coming out and to have complete justification vindication. That's what we really need, especially for his presidency to have the strength that it would deserve.
Yeah, and he's got to pick the right person in position number two to give people the comfort of knowing that if something happened to Trump, you've got somebody solid behind him, ready
right.
to jump in, you know, do what they need to do.
Right, and some people are saying, oh, Nikki Haley's going to be. I predict it's not going to be Nikki Haley because
I don't think it's going to be her either. Yeah,
the number one thing that Trump looks for is loyalty and trust, and you cannot trust her. She is a self opportunist person who has proven herself to say and flip and do whatever just for the political wins, for her own political exploits, and that is extremely disturbing. One of Trump's greatest strengths is the fact that we know who he is and what he stands for, and that he's a man of his word. And Trump, I don't think, will be able to trust her, and I think he'll get someone who I predict will be either be like Lake from Arizona, Carrie Lake, or possibly the governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sanders. And I think she would be she was already press secretary for Trump, very sharp, very articulate, strong leader, I think she would be someone people could just have a lot of confidence and trust in would carry out the Trump vision, if you will, and not flinch, because she's already had to deal with the press and the media, and she's proven her ability to think on her feet, very sharp. So those are the two that I personally think, and I do think he'll likely want to try to choose a woman, partly because that's the soft spot for him. That would be helpful to him, I think, politically, if he chose had a woman that was competent, and he would only choose one if he was on it that was competent too. So that's my
two cents. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit on a few of the new California laws that I'm sure you'll get a kick out of. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Brad Dinkins when we return. I promise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I always, you know, I wish you guys would send me your questions ahead of time or in the first segment, because I get so excited about some of the things I want to go over with Brad, and then you start sending me some questions. But I'm sure he's all over it. He can figure it out. He's good at this kind of stuff. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we get rolling, why don't you let people know how they can help you?
Oh, certainly. In fact, we have a matching gift campaign right now as we speak. We have someone who's matching, who will match up to $500,000 in total contributions for this month of December and into January for both one-time and monthly donation commitments for 12 months. I mean, this is fantastic. If people want to support our work, we greatly appreciate it. You know, we have 36 offices in 29 states. No, coast to coast, no organization has our kind of ground game and handling more cases than we do, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, or the sanctity of human life. We don't just focus on a few, you know, cherry-pick a few hot-button cases. We work hard to actually have a ministry heart of making sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's what we're about. And so moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there, if they want to support our work, and so we can help them and their church and whoever else, just go to our website, pji.org. It's completely tax deductible, pji.org. You can also sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter to stay up to date with our more than 250 cases in active litigation coast to coast. And they just won't hear about these cases in mainline media, but these are real cases, real lawsuits. And you know what, Joe? We win. More than 9 out of 10 of our lawsuits turn out for a victory for our clients. So these are real strong, bona fide cases and lawsuits having a real impact up and down the courts.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that, you know. All right, so Kansas City High School approved a Satan Worship Club despite there was pushback from students and parents. Let me ask you just flat out, because we've had discussions about the Blue Line flag and a few other things. Is there any way, because now the satanic groups claim to be a religious organization, is there any way to keep them off of campus?
Effectively, no. What they want is they want to be booted off the campus along with the Christian club. Their whole purpose for existing is not for something. They're an anti-club. They're a hate group in and of themselves because their whole purpose, and they've said this, it's not because they worship Satan. They're just atheists that hate Christians, that despise Christians. So they form this club to insult Christians and to compel the ignorant, you know, the parents out there in ignorance of their motives to say, oh, no, we got to get rid of them. Well, that means we have to get rid of the Christian club, too. Okay, get rid of all of them. Their goal is simply to get rid of the Christian clubs.
Correct.
That is their purpose for existence. They've said it over and over again. They said if the Christian clubs are booted off campus, they'll get off campus, too. And they've said it over and over. So the key is not to try to boot them off campus because that won't work. Because they're going to say, we're a religious group, so we have to be treated the same. But what can happen is, number one, they do have to get a faculty sponsor. So if a faculty sponsor is not, you know, if they can't find a faculty sponsor that's also not want to support this kind of bigoted and hate acts of a group, which is what it is. No teachers to support a hate group. That's whose purpose is simply to be opposed to and to annihilate and end another group. Or another club. You know, no teacher with any kind of respectability should sponsor that. And by the Equal Access Act, they have to have a faculty sponsor. That's one way. The second way to deal with this is to require written parental consent and at least notice of any child's participation in any student club or activity. And what parent out there is going to sign off on their child participating in a Satan club, unless it's some parent who's just themselves have some kind of a hate issue with Christians, and maybe they're part of a radical LGBTQ kind of, we hate Christians, we want to silence the Christians. But, I think, frankly, most of the people in the LGBT community are not that extreme and, you know, wouldn't want to just ban the Christian club or have them booted off campus and in this regard. So, those are the two ways that I think, and then of course, the third thing I would always advise is for the Christian club or the Jewish club, whatever, who's being attacked, to ignore the other club, be kind to the other club, have a joint gathering, a party, invite the other club, give them boxes of cookies, you know, so be very nice and kind and keep the focus of what their job is, which is to live their faith, show their faith, bring in outside speakers, and pour it on all the more the local support for that Christian club or Bible club. And so wherever there's a Satan club, the response is, okay, the club is going to be all the more evangelical, all the more outreach, bring in outside speakers, reserve the gym during lunchtime, have a revival rally.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd be, one of the things I tell parents who call me and reach out to me for help on some of these things is I tell them, no, I won't even try to shut it down. Because, first of all, you bring all kinds of attention to the situation, number one. Why not just simply make your kids stronger? Teach your kids how to be stronger in their faith, stronger in what they believe, and teach them how to respectfully hold their ground and push back. And they don't want to do it. They really are afraid of doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he never said, shut down the Artemis temples, you know, get rid of all these Greek gods and tear down. No, he didn't mind it. I mean, he was like, you know, just give me an even playing field. And that's what we defend at PGI, is for people of faith and clubs of faith and campus to have an even playing field, for them to live their faith, share their faith, and not be punished or harassed because of it. And when we see that kind of punishment and harassment, we step in anywhere in the United States where this is happening. And we love, for example, doing work for ministry organizations like, athletes, Christian athletes organization, or decisionpoint.org is a wonderful organization doing great things on high school campuses, decisionpoint.org. That's what we need to do, is be positive, proactive.
Yes. All right, let's hit some of these crazy laws, and some of them will do nothing but drive businesses out of California. And, they're going to raise the minimum wage for fast food joints here, and it could be as high as $20 an hour come April of 2024. They're upping the mandatory sick days for companies from 3 to 5 sick days. I mean, these are all things that really are going to make it tough for, you know, these restaurants, small restaurants or what have you, to stay in business. And it's a constant overreach by the California legislature. People who haven't run businesses to tell you what you should be doing to run your own business. I just find that totally amazing. But the one I think you could easily push back on, and you'll tell me I'm wrong, I'm sure, but Assembly Bill 12, it deals with security deposits for apartments and homes. Landlords can now, they can't look at your TRW, look at your history, and say, oh, my God, you know, you've had a few evictions, you've had a few this, you've had a few that. I want 2 months up front and a security deposit of blah, blah, blah. They can only now collect, it's a security deposit, 1 month's rent. As a security deposit. That's it. So you can move into a place for all intents and purposes with a month's rent and 1 month's security deposit. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and it's really, governments just often don't think about the consequences of these kind of laws. What it will result in is actual greater profiling, of individuals, and say, you know what, I can't take the risk that comes with this group, or people from this group that statistically have a higher risk. I cannot take that risk because I don't have as high of a security deposit. Therefore, I'm going to be more selective to minimize my risk. Risk avoidance is going to be a higher priority because I cannot offset it with a higher security deposit. That's reality. And it's going to hurt, unfortunately, people who, because of their profile or background, they don't deserve that. But they're eliminating the ability for people to rationally and objectively, require security deposits and review people based on their merits and background. And that is what opens the door for unjust, selective profiling and discrimination. That's my opinion on it. I think in reality, it's going to be counterproductive. And when you can't let people be assessed based on their merits, their past track record, and then not allow landlords to offset the risk with a higher security deposit, that is going to be very, very counterproductive.
Yep, I agree with you. We only got about 20 seconds left, but, I mean, they've got new laws in education and in health. You can't, if somebody is a known drug user and actually has lost their jobs before because of drug use, you can't hold that against them, and you can't, it's just amazing. They're making it almost impossible to do business here. But Brad, PJI.org, PJI.org, Brad Dacus, founder of God Bless You, Brad, for what you do. I won't see you until next year. I know it's an old joke, but, you know, it's just the way it
works. All right, see you next year.
Yeah, God bless, and thanks for watching. All right, guys, you got stuck with me in the next hour. Hang tight. I got a lot that I want to beef about.